MoneyWeb now on the money.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management. I'm chatting with Gary Arnold, CEO of Astral. Results side for the year end September saw revenue up 10%, HEPS up 14%, and total dividend up 112% for the year. Gary, appreciate the time this morning. When we chatted at half year, it's been a really, really tough first half. Significant improvement in the second half, particularly, in fact, across the business, but really in broiler margins, which were, if I recall correctly, negative in the first half.
Yeah, morning. Correct, Simon. Negative broiler margins for the first half. You know, we were experiencing severe pricing pressure at the time. You know, when we reported, we had endured about 8 months of selling price deflation in poultry. Mm-hmm. So certainly negative margins, not sustainable for any business, never mind a poultry business. But what we did point to our interim results presentation was the likelihood of prospects improving for the mm-hmm. second half. We did point to softer feed prices coming through. We had some good procurement positions then. We had obviously just increased broiler volumes as well, so added broiler numbers in the business. Stock levels were well positioned, you know, and then there was the prospect of trying to claw back some of the selling price, which we had lost in the first half. Of course, selling prices lower than a year prior to the May results that we presented. Certainly not sustainable, as I've said. And, you know, we've got selling prices back to, on average, the same level they were in December 23, but certainly assisting the second half, Simon.
And December 23 is still a way, way back to sort of be at those sort of prices. You mentioned input costs. I mean, a lot of that, of course, is yellow maize, and that has been coming down. Is that at your sweet spot yet? I mean, could we perhaps even see perhaps a little bit of an improvement in the year ahead in terms of yellow maize prices down?
Simon, we could. You know, we've seen quite a drop off in the maize price in recent times. I mean, that was on the news and the market was speculating about the crop that we've just harvested. I mean, the market really got it wrong. And I'm talking about the trade here around the size of the South African maize harvest for 2025. I mean, if you look at the initial crop estimate committee reports that came out, and they were talking about a 13.8 million ton crop. Well, we harvested a 16.3 million ton crop this year. We've got off to a good planting season. So, you know, the farmers are at a near record planting pace at the moment, and we've had some good rain. So certainly good prospects as well for the crop we're planting right now. So the 2026 harvest, you know, also could be a good crop if everything comes together. Still a long growing season ahead. But, you know, I think we will see these favorable maize prices continuing. I mean, we can, when I say favorable, we certainly can farm chicken with them. I think there's always a floor price at which point, you know, costs, the price will drop below the cost that it actually, you know, a farmer has to incur to plant the maize. So there's always, I think, going to be a bottom to that. But I think there's a little bit of opportunity here to move closer toward export parity if we get another big crop next year, Simon.
And looking, I mean, broadly, I mean, the consumer remains under pressure, although perhaps better than they were a year ago. We've got inflation down, we've got rates down, moving in the right direction, strong cash generation, some billion in the bank at the year end, well positioned for the next financial year. And T's and C's, I mean, there are risks out there, but what you can manage, well positioned.
Yeah, Simon, of course, in the macro environment, there are risks and a number of them out of our control. But, you know, the consumer, they do remain under pressure. I think largely on the back, and, you know, we've said in the results, I mean, if we could just create more jobs, I think there will be more disposable income that households could enjoy. So from a macroeconomic point of view, certainly we need some stimulus to the economy and we need to create jobs. But, you know, again, I read in the newspaper this morning, it looks like we could see an interest rate cut, although a bit early to talk about that now. But all in the right direction, inflation targets in the right direction. So certainly I think those will all help and do bode well for the economy at large and certainly for the consumer's pocket. And, you know, cash in the bank. So I think the past 2 years was all about the turnaround journey after that awful set of events in 2023 with load shedding and bird flu. I'm sure your listeners will only be reminded of that. But certainly positions us to look at strategic growth opportunities going forward. And, yeah, we always need to reinvest back into the business, Simon. So you need cash in the bank to do that. And we need a bit of a buffer on that balance sheet to remain resilient to any headwinds that, you know, come to the poultry, you know, that the poultry industry faces from time to time.
And one of them, and you mentioned it there, bird flu. No bird flu in this sort of results, and we'll touch lots of wood for that. But you did mention that it's almost no longer seasonal and it remains a significant risk. What's the progress with the vaccine program?
So vaccination, I mean, you might recall we earlier in the year were the first producers likely to receive approval to vaccinate. So we vaccinated one farm, and that at the time was about 5% of all our breeding stock. So a step in the right direction. Very rigid, onerous guidelines are in place against which you have to, you know, jump through all the hoops to do it. Not necessarily a bad thing. You know, we don't necessarily support blanket vaccination because that can bring other risks if we don't monitor and there isn't the correct surveillance around vaccinated flocks. But some good news we heard late on Friday afternoon, Simon, that we've received approval to vaccinate a further two farms, so a further two of our big broiler breeding complexes. And that'll take, you know, when we choose to do that, it's all about the timing, then we'll look at that. But if we do that, you know, we'll be close on 30% then of our breeding stock vaccinated, which in the absence of compensation and insurance just gives you that little bit more of a safety net, Simon.
Yeah, and it's a good point because some offshore markets do compensation, which is the other side of the coin. But that's another whole story. We'll leave it there. Gary Arnold, CEO Astral, appreciate the time.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management.